you are another quarterback's agent, if you are another quarterback's third cousin, you are looking at this going, ooh, sweet, because there's a lot of quarterbacks in the league that are up for new deals soon enough. You look around the league and you say, okay, not even 50% of the starting quarterbacks are guys that you would say, oh, I'd give anything to have that guy. I mean, this position is impossible. There are literally a dozen at best guys that anybody hands down would say in a pinch, I'd love that guy. There's 12 of those guys a year, probably. You know what I mean?
Steve Gorman Sports.
I'm in a nightmare hallucination.
Weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Hola, mi valle.
This is Isela.
And Gabriela.
Your new host for La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela. Tune in to 1440 AM KVON.
Or stream KVON.com on Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to our new show, La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela. To learn and listen about current topics, events, and happenings that affect our community.
Listen to your powerhouse Latinas every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to 10, La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works, too. My kids go to school with your kids. I sit next to you at PTA meetings. We live right next door. We've been neighbors for years. You know my family and me pretty well, but here's one thing you don't know. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. Like you, we believe in this country. What's hard to believe is in the land of milk and honey, how many hardworking Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding their families. This is a problem with a solution. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those around you quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Mira. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way to make the community stronger. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Impressing with Amazon Music.
Are you just going to stand here all night, or are you going to go talk to him?
I will. I'm just choosing a playlist first.
Since when do you listen to country?
Yes, Jen! I love this song!
Very smooth.
Find the right playlist for just the right person. Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically, cancel anytime.
Matthews Mattress, your family and locally owned mattress store on Soskal Avenue in Napa, is your only source for Tempur-Pedic beds in the Napa Valley. And they have a large selection of brand name mattresses for you to try out in the most relaxing showroom you'll ever see. When you visit Matthews Mattress, you'll find the experience of buying a bed so much easier than you expect. They have free delivery, and if you buy by 5, you're sleeping by 9 o'clock on your new mattress.
Hi, this is Dustin. Come see me at Matthews Mattress on Soskal Avenue. We're your hometown mattress store since 1991.
Mother's Day is just too special to celebrate all in one day. That's why the Meritage Resort and Spa is celebrating Mother's Day all weekend long, starting on Friday the 11th with an intimate master's dinner inside the Grand Estate Cave, enjoying a five-course tasting menu. Continue on Saturday with a sparkling reception amidst breathtaking vineyard views, and end the weekend with an extravagant champagne brunch on Mother's Day. Treat your mother or that special lady to the very best at the Meritage Resort and Spa. Visit MeritageResort.com for information and reservations.
Community Grapevine.
Arts Council Napa Valley is celebrating our official Arts and Culture Month with Arts in April. From April 1st through the 30th, this collection of festivities includes town celebrations each weekend that are free to attend. Look out for over 40 other arts events too. Everything from live music to special art exhibits, artist receptions, big parties, performances, poetry, and so much more. Head to artsinapril.com. for details about this countywide arts festival.
Everyone's a Finkel friend on Judd's Napa Valley Show.
Get ready for another heapo of fascinating things to know from witty and intriguing people on Judd's Napa Valley Show. No stale script and no rehearsing, live from a Napa studio. You may be that intriguing person on Judd's Napa Valley Show.
Pardon me, I'll have a Chardonnay. A marvelous date, it's hard to say. I know we never talk about the Sauvignon Blanc. It's a must-have on the podcast. It's Judd's Napa Valley Show. You can't ease this flow if I elaborate over a Cabernet. My buddy's the truth. You should study my man Juddy and learn something new.
Sweet April showers, dew spring May flowers. And now, live from the 1440 KVON studios at Broadcast Park in the beautiful Napa Valley, it's Judd's Napa Valley Show. I'm Lauren Mole, and here's your host, Judd Finkelstein!
Who, me? Thank you, sir. Wow, Lauren Mole, good to see you, man.
Hey, Judd, it's so great to have you back here.
It's fabulous to be here. We were off for a few weeks, and I really miss this. I was having a great trip, but there was a void. There was a void that can only be filled by sitting here, hosting this show along with announcer Lauren Mole. So very happy to be back.
Thanks, Judd.
Thank you. It was quite a good time. We were down south. It was that Mississippi River trip I've been talking about for some time, where we brought our wine club and other Judd's Hill appreciators, people who like our wine and want to hang out drinking it. We take them on a trip once a year. So this was the big trip. We went to Bordeaux, France a couple years ago. Last year, Alaska and British Columbia. This year, New Orleans to Memphis on an old-time paddle wheel steamship, the American Queen. In fact, Guinness Book of World Records for the world's largest steamship. Still not as big as these, you know, cruise ships you see out in the ocean, but a really beautiful, opulent steamship, and everyone had a great time. There was wine to be had. We started off, of course, in New Orleans at a great tiki bar, had our pre-party there at the Latitude 29, Beach Bum Barry's place, who got to get him on the show one of these days. He's a real interesting character and historian of rum and tropical cocktails, so right up my alley. And then from there, it just continued on, the fun, all the way up to Memphis. And, you know, I'll talk about it from time to time, because there certainly were some powerful moments. When you travel up the Mississippi, you're connected to many incidences, facets, and occurrences of American history. You know, a lot of significance, I think, is what I'm trying to say. All very interesting, and some a bit tragic, some provoking thought, and some powerful moments, along with all that fun. So as I'm reminded of them, I'm sure I'll bring it up. I'm not going to get into the whole discourse at the moment, because we've got a guest I'd like to talk to. But you, sir, it's been a while. Tell me what you've been up to.
Well, I've been doing a lot since our show has been on hiatus.
Yeah.
I recently got to go to a barn dance at the Napa Expo Fairgrounds, benefiting Future Farmers of America and Napa 4-H.
Yeah.
And your winery, Judd, which I heard actually happened to be a sponsor of this particular event.
Well, we thank you. I'm glad to hear. I mean, I knew we were a sponsor. I'm glad to hear that you appreciate it, I think, is what I'm trying to say.
Which I did.
And I saw a photo of you there with your cowboy hat and your cowboy shirt. Were you wearing chaps in that photo?
No.
Spurs? No.
I don't have any of those.
Okay, that's fine. That'll be for Nelly next year's birthday present. And but yes, we were a sponsor. Thanks for mentioning that. We're happy to help the kids in all of their endeavors.
Oh, good. And also, I recently got to do some emceeing with Everybody to Start at an Autism Awesomeness Day event at a church in San Rafael.
Well, tell me about that. What's Autism Awesomeness Day?
It supports individuals and special needs that have autism. And yeah.
That sounds interesting. So what was your role in that?
I actually was an MC at this event.
Okay.
Is just to support families and children with autism.
So you were...
Is what I'm trying to say.
Gotcha. And what I was trying to say, I suppose, was what did you do as MC? Were you introducing people? Were you telling jokes? Were you singing?
Actually, I did a little comedy routine.
Oh, really?
It was a fake car commercial, which you're not going to get on any TV or radio station here in Northern California.
Okay.
I figured it'd be too long to do on the air, though.
Well,
we just don't want to take any time away from our guests.
Okay, tell you what, make a note one of these days, because you come up with a lot of bits. We should just dedicate a good chunk to Lorne Mole, the Lorne Mole Show. You've wanted to guest host before, so maybe this will be like a hybrid where I'm here, but you're also here, but you're kind of the subject, and we're doing your bits.
And if I did have a chance to guest host, Jed, I did have someone in mind, but I can't say it on
the
air.
No. I like surprises. Maybe we can pull some audio from some of your classic comedy bits from the Artie Party Show as well, and really just feature the comedic stylings of Mr. Lorne Mole.
Sure. And you know something else that I brought that I think I should bring up to you?
Yes. No, I don't. What is it?
I am now officially the announcer for On the Edge with Doris Gentry on Channel 28.
Oh my goodness, so you're back on.
Officially back on TV.
Well, congratulations, sir.
Oh, thanks.
You're not leaving me, are you?
No.
You'll still be here on Tuesdays.
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay, then. I'm very selfish. That's all I care about. As long as you'll be here, you can do whatever else you want.
Which I will.
I know. And I like that about you. You're your own man. I want to take a brief moment to let folks know
that
the Judd's Hill Springtime Bonanza is coming up. And that is our annual benefit for Napa Valley Youth Symphony. It will be on Sunday, May 20th at Judd's Hill, conveniently located at the beautiful south end of Silverado Trail. Again, Sunday, May 20th from noon to 2:30 p.m., and there'll be plenty of wine. There'll be music from the kids. There'll be a group from the Youth Symphony, not the entire symphony, but I don't know how many kids are sending this time. How many youths? It's always been 4 to 8. Somewhere between a quartet and an octet will be performing, and it's lovely. It's free to attend for our Judd's Hill Wine Club members, and I've mentioned this before. If you're not a wine club member and you enjoy wine, or you enjoy giving the gift of wine, there's no better club to be in my humble, unbiased opinion. We give a lot to our club members. So you can find out how to become one by visiting judshill.com and click on the Wine Club tab. If you're not a wine club member, it's still not that much to attend, $35, and that gets you everything, the wine, the food, the entertainment, and you'll learn a little bit about the Youth Symphony. It's a wonderful organization. And I like talking about wonderful organizations, and maybe we'll even get into one or two of those today with our guests. So, Lorne Mole, would you please do me the honor?
Okay, Judd. You'd need a thick thesaurus to get enough good words for our guest. She's got that fabulous flair for keeping us all in good health care. It's the great Elba Gonzalez-Mares.
All right. Elba.
Best intro ever.
Well, he's going to sign that and give that to you after
yes,
the show.
Yes, please. Autographed. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Welcome.
Elba Gonzalez-Mares.
Yes.
You are the Executive Director of Community Health Initiative, Napa County.
That's it. CHI.
CHI. We have talked about this organization mm-hmm. many times on the show. We had your predecessor a few years back talking about it, but you know, that's probably old news. It's time to get refreshed.
That's right.
It's a wonderful organization that ensures that all of Napa County has access to health care, and you're going to get into what that means. But before we do all of that and talk about what an important person you are, the VIP-ness of you, let's just find out a little bit who you are.
Okay.
You're very well known in this community, but I'll bet a lot of folks don't know your whole background, how you got to this point, how you got to be, and I'm making air quotes, Elba. If you say Elba around Napa, most people know talking about you.
Yeah, I think there's only one of me, literally that one name too.
That's good. If you can have the one name celebrity thing going.
Yeah, I think I got that.
That's
I think
pretty
it's
cool.
All good reasons. Okay, I don't know good. If there's any bad stuff out there, but if there is, you know, I don't know. Just please keep it to yourself.
It's not on the internet. You know, I like to research before I have a guest in, uh-huh. and I didn't come across anything shady.
That's great.
No.
So I'm not blushing anymore.
No. A couple good YouTube videos, but even those were not you, like, you know, going crazy. Drunken at a karaoke
Ooh,
bar or anything. It was
good.
You talking
good.
About healthcare.
Yes.
So let's find out. You are, where do you come from? You're not, although you seem like a Napa native and you have been here for many years, mm-hmm. You grew up in the greater Bay Area. when you were young, your family moved to the Bay, correct?
Right. Let's get back there. Yeah, taking us back to a journey.
Your father's
far,
a,
far away.
A PhD. He was a doctor.
Yes. So I was born in Mexico, the state of Puebla, and Puebla is not a common state that people mention here in the valley so much. It is a big city. It's 5 or 6 million plus of population, and it's
not far from Mexico City.
It's
correct?
Not far. It's an hour and a half across the volcanoes that I grew up with. So I've always grown up with hills around me, in nature and trees, and just I'm the youngest of five, and of course, I had the pleasure of learning from my siblings' mistakes of what to do and not to do. I think that I am the smartest of them all now.
Lauren, that's our mistake. We didn't have siblings. That's why we're such, we could be such better people if we only had older siblings to learn from.
Well, you know, funny you say that, Jud, because I have a confession to make.
Oh.
I'm an only child. I'm the only one in my family.
That's what I'm saying. Me too. Neither of us have older siblings to have learned from. All that burden on our poor parents couldn't just pawn us off onto the siblings.
Yeah, that's it.
But look what happens when you have older siblings. You become Elba.
Yeah. And
that's a good thing.
It's a good thing. Yeah. And the age difference between myself and my oldest sibling is 15 years. So I did have a big sister, a brother and two other siblings and myself. My dad was the first one in his family to go to college, and that was just a huge turning point for our family. And he received a scholarship to go study in Madison, Wisconsin. So I was in my mom's arms, literally arriving in Madison, Wisconsin on a January 6th. And so
I've never been to Madison, but I would imagine a January 6th has got to be a bit chilly, especially coming from Puebla.
Just a tad. And my mom's from the coast. Mm-hmm. So my mom is from the state of Nayarit, which is about a few hours from Puerto Vallarta on the north side. So, you know, this is beach. This is the coldest it gets is maybe 70. And that was
great to me.
So for my mother, it was just first time seeing snow. First time in just a different country. And so I think you're getting a little bit of where I get my strength.
Yes.
Because as a mother, I think you're there for your kids. And that's who she is and was at that moment. So I and my siblings moved to Madison, which was such a cool, as we look back, just amazing, amazing city. It's a college town, so that made it fun. Very international. So I grew up, my best friend when I was 2 years old was a Japanese girl. Uh-huh. I'd come home with my mom and I'd start speaking to her in Japanese. And she's like, what are you talking about? And so.
And she was learning English. You could have just told her that was English.
Yes, exactly. And so that was the journey to our family being exposed and more familiarized with United States. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, as I mentioned, my sister and brothers and siblings were much older than I was. So they hit the 80s really hard. I mean, my sister was Madonna. My brother was breakdancing. my sister Araceli and I would watch The Goonies, Back to the Future. You know, I'm a total 80s Star Wars. One of my lessons that my brother just said when I was, I think, around 10, and it had been a while since I'd seen Star Wars, he's like, let me teach you something about life. And he sat me down, put black curtains on the windows, and started to play Star Wars. It's like, this is about life. And I was just like, okay, and got sucked into it. So
that's another discussion, though. I'd be curious to hear what his philosophical take on that is. But okay, if this is the meaning of life.
Yeah, you know, that's his,
where he's getting that
from. Where is he getting that? And this is, again, a teenager telling a young kid, right?
Right.
Meaning of life. And so that was an amazing journey for our family. And then we moved back to Puebla. So I actually when I went back to Mexico, I had to learn Spanish. In Mexico, there is no Spanish as a second language course. It just is.
Oh, I guess because you were a little baby.
Yeah, okay, I was about 6 years old. And when we came back, and the Spanish I knew was the Spanish I knew at home. Mm-hmm. In fact, English was my first language. And, and then I would speak Spanish to my mom, but everything around me was in English. So in going back to Mexico, I was also learning about my own culture back home. Mm-hmm. And but at the same time, I was so upset. I tell my mother, crying, you know, she's like, "What's wrong?" I was like, "The TV doesn't speak English." Oh. And I was just traumatized by that. And she's like, "It's okay." What she did is she recorded all of my favorite shows, Mr. Rogers, Bugs Bunny, the Looney Tunes, and all that.
Yeah.
And this is how much I remember, right? Beta tapes. Beta. This is not VHS, beta tapes.
Yeah.
And so when we moved back, the thing that I was looking forward the most was my box of tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the beta VCR. And that was my connection to the culture that I first grew up with,
right.
And continue to do that. And then fast forward to 1995, we moved to Napa. And that had to do with my grandfather. My grandfather was a farm worker. My grandfather worked the fields here from as early as the 1940s to the late 60s.
Oh, wow. Long history here.
So a long history. So then my grandmother and grandfather really settled here in the mid-60s. But my dad was the one that stayed behind. He was already in a military high school type. Mm. And so he decided to stay. But grandma, as all grandmas are, want to keep the family together. So she kept just trying and trying. I want the family together. And that opportunity came for us to come in 95. And that's when I started eighth grade at Silverado Middle School. And then I went on to Napa High. At that time and at that age, I wanted to be a pro basketball player.
Oh.
That's why I figured, like, I'm going to get a scholarship and I'm going to play basketball. Because my sister Gabby played basketball, and she's 6'4", by the way. So, you know, I'm not 6'4", and I think that's why she was really, really good. So I wanted to be a pro basketball player, but then I quickly learned that I really don't have game. And so I focused on education.
Much to the benefit of our community, because we're going to get into all the, well, I don't even know if we can get into all the things you do here, but we can get into some of them because you do so much. Okay, so you go to UC Davis,
mm-hmm.
and you get yourself a degree in international relations, mm-hmm. with the thought that you're going to do what?
I really wanted to work for the United Nations.
Okay.
And I think that I reached a point where I had moved around so much that after college and getting into the field of public health, I realized there was a whole world just around me. And I didn't have to go that far to explore that world, that I could do that here in my own home. And then my niece was born. I love children. And so when my niece was born, I was like, I am not going anywhere. I am going to be in this kid's life.
Yeah.
And that also made me stay home. I'm like, roots were being settled, the first child in our family being born here.
Mm.
And that just meant a lot to me. So I stayed, but it's still very relevant to the work that I do today.
Okay. Well, thanks. Let's talk about that. That's a great run-up. And I know you're very involved with family, and especially your young niece, and you guys do trips and all kinds of experiences together. So this sense of family that I'm hearing, that your grandparents' generation, your grandma you're talking about specifically, seems really instilled,
mm-hmm.
in you. I mean, it seems natural that you would want to have a strong and healthy community around you. It just seems part of the family values. And my goodness, can I just get into this checklist for a moment?
Sure.
And ladies and gentlemen listening, this is a partial checklist of things there's got to be a more eloquent word than that, of things that Elba does. So let's see here, if I can read my own writing here. You, well, as we mentioned earlier, and we're going to spend probably the bulk of the time talking about how you are the Executive Director of Community Health Initiative Napa County. You are a director of the Napa Valley Community Foundation. You are on the Napa Valley Unified School District Board of Education, a commissioner of First Five Napa County, board president of Puertas Abiertas Community Resource Center. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Napa's most involved citizen. Congratulations, Lauren Mole. Tell her what she's won.
You've won a trip to Austin, Texas. You've also won a PAL V flying car and a year's supply of Nestle Toll House chocolate chip cookies. Back to you, Judd.
Woo-hoo. Thank you very much. By the way, that all-expense-paid trip, all the expenses will be paid by you should you choose to take it.
Got that.
It's amazing. Like, wow, how do you do all this? I ask that kind of in a flippant manner, but I'm also a little curious. You know, mm-hmm. I care very deeply for this community and try to have my hand in different aspects of taking care of the community and helping build it. But I have I can't even fathom taking on that much responsibility, just time-wise. How do you do it?
Well, I think it's just, it doesn't even feel like it's work or volunteering. It's just something that I know that I just care about so much, and I know that it's so important to a community. I think that coming from a background that I was able to thrive because of all the different components that allowed me to seek opportunities, mm-hmm. And the giving back is very fulfilling, but it's what's going to happen in the long term. And I also think that part of my international relations background is that, so I started Davis and entered the engineering program. I wanted to be in computer science. I studied calculus, and I reached to a point where I was like, it's just not me. And I went to the most broadest major you could possibly go, which is international relations, because I just was just so interested in how things worked and how, when they come together, just like an ecosystem comes together, how everything is connected. And so, director of CHI, but then I wanted to understand, well, what else is happening in the community? All right, well, the foundation and its work related to most recently with the disaster relief, right? To me, that was just, that impacts your community. I don't know anything about disasters, but I know that it's an impact. So I want to learn more about that.
Yeah.
First Five, that's about our children, 0 to 5. It's one of the most important stages of a human being, is when they're in that age. So if I'm helping families in health insurance, well, part of what they're coming to us for in questions, it relates all back to their 0 to 5. So I wanted to learn more about 0 to 5. What is that? What is that component? What can I do there? And then with Puertas Abiertas, which I'm actually a past board member of Puertas. Now I'm chair of a statewide association and part of a national association. But what Puertas also allowed me was to understand, well, what are the steps to get a grassroots organization going locally, right? And how does that move, and how it moves with the community, and how the community responds to that, and how that dynamic relationship works. And that's always been a interest of mine since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And so I think how I do that, I think now technology allows a lot of that to happen, because with my phone, I think we all sleep with our phones like literally right next to us, and we start emailing late or early and with our laptops. But I think it's the connectivity that has allowed me to do this work, and also in partnership, because it's all the great people that make it happen. I cannot do this by myself. It's the Judds out there in the world, right? It's my community members and my boards out there in the world. It's the clients. It's the community that really make it happen, because there is no way I can accomplish all of that without those people out there.
So hearing this, it's very obvious you care deeply for the community. You are working like crazy to build, strengthen, improve. I'm going to ask you a question. You can answer as briefly as you want, and then we got to go to commercial. So it'll be like a teaser.
Okay.
I mean, it seems like you would be natural for, what do you call it? I want to say this. I guess there's really no discreet way. You going to run for something?
One day.
Okay.
Yeah.
One day.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it here first. All right, we do have to take a break. I won't press the issue, but we'll keep me in the loop, will you?
I will.
She's got a big smile on her face right now. If there was only that webcam you want, Lauren, folks could see. You don't play poker, do you?
I don't. I'd be horrible. I can tell.
Yeah, I can tell by that.
Well, I'm no longer begging for the webcam, though.
Oh, done with that?
Done with that.
Okay.
That's going to be at our new location.
Okay. I'm fine. No webcam. I think radio should be theater of the mind. Come up with your own visual perception of what's happening here. And while we ponder that thought,
we'll be back with more of Judd's Napa Valley Show right after these messages.
Nancy O'Dell here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, then it becomes everybody's business. So please plan ahead. Call a cab or designate a driver before the party starts. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
Baby, you can drive my car. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's up? This is Glef speaking for RAD. Give up the keys, choose a designated driver. Music lives, so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
When you have a premature baby, it's just so up and down. It's an emotional roller coaster.
I sought all my prenatal care, took all my vitamins, ate all the proper food, and still had a premature baby. He spent 6 months in the hospital just trying to make it. It can affect anyone at any point.
Some people will say, I know it must be hard, but I don't think people really realize how hard it is to see your baby lying in the incubator and there's nothing you can do.
He came at 25 weeks, 1 pound, 15 ounces.
Don't ignore the signs. And if you think that you may be in labor prematurely, call your physician. I just want to raise as much awareness as I possibly can so that no other family will have to go through this.
Join the March of Dimes in celebrating all babies, those born healthy and those who need help to survive. Go to marchofdimes.com and tell us your special baby story.
You're out! O-U-T, out! You're out! O-U-T!
Can you make the same call when you put out your cigarette? Most smokers really don't know how to put out a cigarette. You have to crush it, press hard, grind it out. So if you smoke, put it out! All the way, every time.
You're out!
For more info, visit usfa.dhs.gov/smoking. A message from the U.S. Fire Administration and firefighters everywhere.
Welcome to Move Time Radio, presented by the Arthritis Foundation, where we say stop whatever you're doing, baby, and dance. Because movement is just one of the ways you can fight osteoarthritis pain. For more information, visit fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Judd's Napa Valley Show. Every episode, a veritable cornucopia of Finkel fun. At 1440 on your AM dial in Northern California, and streaming live in Hawaii at KVON.com. Back to Judd's Napa Valley Show.
That's right, Lauren Mole. Thank you very much. We are here with our guest, Elba Gonzalez Mares, the Executive Director of Community Health Initiative Napa County, and so many other titles. It's just unfathomable how many boards and directorships and commissions and on that you're involved with. But we're going to concentrate on CHI at the moment. But first, you have a beautiful something, a beautiful something. I'm going to let you describe it.
So first, I'm going to set a little bit about my first experience with this, what I'm holding is a flag. It's got the colors of the rainbow. So my trip to... with my dad and my sister. It was a really nice opportunity to have a little bit of one-on-one with dad, is that he really wanted to go to Peru and visit Cusco and visit some of the and visit Machu Picchu. So
some of the ancient sites.
Yeah, yeah, Inca sites, and then Machu Picchu is just one of those seven just wonders of the world, yes, kind of thing. And we went to this town, and there were all these rainbow flags everywhere.
This is in Cusco.
And just everywhere. And I thought, wow, this is fantastic. They're celebrating, you know, LGBTQ Pride Week. That is great. Yeah. Wow. How in tune, you know? Like, I didn't think. Okay.
That was my first thought when you pulled that flag out.
When you see this flag. And then, you know, you're always learning something new, but, you know, and sometimes your background and all that guides you to this one conclusion. And, but then quickly through going to the museums and so on, did I learn that, oh no, it's not the Pride flag. It's actually their flag, the Cusco flag. And I think once you go to Machu Picchu and you realize just the hills and the mountains and the trees and all that and the rainforest, it's just, yeah, it's they have lots of rainbows there just because of the environment.
Wow. Okay.
And so it's their flag. The difference between this one and the Pride one is one color difference, but to me it was just, I just connected very much with it, and I thought it was beautiful, and I bought, like, so many of them.
Oh, okay. I was saying, you want to give this away.
Yeah, but, no, okay, I got a bunch. Yeah.
Okay, dear listener, if you would like to have this beautiful mini flag that you hold on a little stick, you can wave at Cusco parades. It's really a beautiful, vibrant, colored rainbow flag, and it can be yours if you are the first one to tweet. You got to use Twitter here. You got a tweet of... We used to call this getting your hands on Judd's goodies. People would bring me a goodie bag and people could get their hands on it. But our district attorney, our police chief said, maybe that's not the best name. So we haven't come up with a better name yet. But if you would like to have this, I used to say tweet getting my hands on Judd's, but we're not going to do that anymore. We're just going to be the first one to tweet using hashtag JNVS for Judd's Napa Valley Show. And then tag Judd's Hill by putting at Judd's Hill. It'll pop up. I'll see it immediately. And you can say, I want the rainbow flag or something like that. And I'll bring it back to the tasting room at Judd's Hill at the south end of Silverado Trail. It'll be there until Friday. If no one picks it up by then, I'm taking it home. I think that's pretty cool. I think so. It's really beautiful, yeah, and colorful. All right. We're going to talk about you and... what you're doing for the community. You know, I've been remiss. I was just sitting here. I was reminded of a story that involved you, and I didn't pull it up or get any notes. But before we talk about CHI, I want to talk about this because this really speaks to how important it is to you to take care of people in the community. And then we'll segue right into CHI. But there was an article in the paper about how there was a family living in the car. Was it on your street?
Yes.
Near your street? On your street?
Yes.
This was last year in the Napa Valley Register. Mm-hmm. And a group from the neighborhood helped them out. And you were mentioned by name as one of those people. And could you briefly just tell us, you know, briefly, because I want to spend some time with CHI, but give us the background on that. That was really a really lovely story.
Yeah. So, right, what happened to us in October just really hit us at home, at work, just everywhere. And I didn't know, since I was just working so much and you're so focused on taking care of your family at home and at the office, that you may sometimes miss what's just around the corner of you. And my neighbor, Jim, and you know, they're retired, and you know, they're my go-to people in my neighborhood. They know everything and everyone. And Jim, in his regular walks, just, you know, he's a guy that notices when there's a difference, there's something different. And when and he was the one that realized there is a family here. And I think they're living in the car, because he could see the open containers of food, mm-hmm, outside, and blankets, And then as he reached over to just knock on the window to see who's there, a beautiful little 2-year-old girl just was like, hi, kind of like, who are you? And he was just sort of just in shock at that moment. Yeah. He knew right away to call me. I was actually in the middle of one of our meetings, the community organizations active in disaster, the COAD group, as nonprofits coming together to figure out, and, you know, calls me, and he never calls myself. And I know when he's calling, it's like,
by the way, Lauren, that's another organization she's involved in. Yeah. Add that to our partial list.
Add that to the list.
Okay. I see.
And so, you know, he called and I was like, all right, I'll call right back. Calls again. I was like, okay, I'm actually going to take this outside. And he tells me about it. And I said, you know, I'll be back. I'll go to the house in a couple hours. Give me that time. And then once I got there, I realized the situation. They only spoke Spanish. And at that point, I was able to just engage in the conversation and kind of find out what was going on. They're absolutely scared. And then at that point, found out that they had been living in the car for a month because it was early November, really. I mean, it was really a month after the fires. They'd been living in their car for a month, that they lost the room that they were renting. They lost it because the house they were burned down up in Soda Canyon.
Right.
And I just quickly looked at Jim and said, these are the basic needs that we need to get right now, right? It was shelter, food, and making sure they were okay, healthy, healthy-wise. And so between all of us, there's a nurse that lives across the street from me. So she right away got a temporary room in the meantime while we figure out the shelters and all that. The other neighbor brought a whole bags of food. Another neighbor gave us jackets, blankets, just little toys for the little girl. Yeah. And when I asked the mom, what is it that you need right now the most, she just said, I'd love to take a shower. Wow. I just love to take a shower. And for all of us to just clean up.
Yeah.
And so I'm happy to report that they're very much back on their feet. The family's together, and the little girl, mom is working, and the little girl is doing really well. It was just very humbling and reminding me of what it's like to just not have nothing, really.
Well, thank you. Just as a fellow community member, just that it's comforting knowing that there are people that care and will actually take action to help others. So thank you. Thank you very much. And let's talk about how you do that in a more official capacity. Sorry, you've got me a little, verklempt. I'm a little worked up right now hearing that. But let's talk about CHI.
Yeah.
This is an organization. Your tagline, if you go to napachi.org, which is your website, which also there's a little button and you can read it in Spanish too, anybody that would like that. And Elba, it's a good thing your Spanish has improved over the years, so you can... Do you read the Spanish version as well?
Yes.
Like you're to that point now?
Yes.
You're off the Mr. Rogers tapes?
So I'm you can off, yes. Okay. Fully bilingual.
Okay, so napachi.org, English and Spanish, tells all about your organization, but the tagline is ensuring all of Napa County has health coverage. That's ensuring, E-N, but you also ensure that people are insured.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah, so... having access to healthcare is very complex, and I think that we've all learned that through either reading through articles or from personal experiences, which is really the part that touches us the most, right? What happens to you? What happens to your family? What happens to the ones that you care and love the most when this happens? Our job is. It's very simple. It sounds simple, and that's our job, is to make it sound simple so it's not so daunting and overwhelming for individuals. But enrolling into health coverage is as complex as doing your taxes on your own, and in some cases even harder. And those are just obstacles or really roadblocks for individuals who do not have insurance really through their job. 49% of the folks have insurance through their job, and that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And in Napa County, it's quite higher. We're more in the 52, 54%. So that's really good. So yay to our community of businesses out there, because it it caring about those folks is important. But the remainder has to go out on their own and find out, well, what are my options? What can I do? What can I afford? Which is basically the big question. And what can I do for my kids? And that's primarily what happened with the start of CHI. We had our first set of work at the schools, right? When you think of children, where are they? You think of the schools. And that's where we've been partnering for the past 13 years. At that point, it was unclear how many kids didn't have insurance. We thought, well, maybe 2,000 kids, 3,000 kids. Well, fast forward to today, we've increased the number of insured by 86%. 97% of the kids guaranteed have insurance. The remaining 3% are children in households where life changes really fast, right? They're moving, loss of job, loss of income, maybe a death in the family, a pregnancy. I mean, just so much changes that reaching 100% is difficult, but we'll continue to work on that goal. We want to achieve that, but it's a lot of work.
Are you working?
And it's ever changing. You get into a program, you have insurance, and then a year from now, the law changes, and it's like, oh, well, that program's going to go away. Now it's going to go into this.
Stay on top of all that
and
for
we,
people.
Correct, because that's the ultimate goal, is to make sure that they don't lose their coverage. And most importantly is that when they go to the doctor, whether it's medical, dental, vision, or mental health, that everything is in order. Right? That there is no, I'm sorry, that doesn't cover that. Or I'm sorry, your insurance isn't active. That to us is the ultimate goal. We want to make sure that all the parents think about, or the caregivers or the individual at that moment thinks about, is the health of that child, the health of themselves.
Okay, I'm going to lob you a question right now. And it's should be a good one for you.
Okay.
Who can use your services?
Everyone. So okay. Our nonprofit is at no cost. We provide services to all individuals, all incomes. Our staff is bilingual, bicultural. The programs have eligibility requirements, but we work with the programs that are available to us and accessible to our clients, because it's also not just about enrolling them into coverage, but understanding those services. And we have lots of folks that need help understanding those services. And we are the first nonprofit in the whole state of California that we do our work as certified insurance agents, which is interesting. And actually, our model is being duplicated across the state. We're the first ones and only ones. So we can enroll individuals also in the private market.
Oh.
So we have, for example, households where a child may be in Medi-Cal. Dad has employer coverage. Mom goes into because of their income, goes into a covered California. But there may have a 27-year-old who's working but not eligible for the employer base. Well, mom wants to make sure kid is covered. So, you know, they come together and they're like, well, what are the options? Like, well, okay, well, here are some individual plans. So offering that is quite incredible. Because then they're keeping focus with the insurance. And so we can take care of really everyone. We had a nurse come in our office who works full time. You know, she's no dependents, no nothing. But she's like, I heard you guys can help me as an individual. I tried to go online by myself and I couldn't figure it out. And this is a nurse, right? She works in multiple hospitals. Yeah. She's like, I heard you can help me. And the Queen of the Valley, I work there. They told me that you guys could be a source of information. We said, great. She's like, this is what I need to do. And the staff could help her. And there you go. So if we're in the business of understanding what healthcare is and what's available to our clients, we want to make sure we're available to everyone and that it's accessible to everyone. Majority of our clients are definitely our diverse populations, our low income families, that family size of four that's earning no more than $40,000 a year. So the majority of our cases are mom and dad and two kids in a household like that in Napa.
Now, some people I would imagine would feel nervous going to any type of organization for any type of assistance. What type of obstacles do you see people having just to come to your door or make the phone call?
Yes.
How do you make it easy for them?
Yeah, there's a lot of fear around with a lot of our folks having to do with immigration. There's a lot of fear around, you know, if the lack of understanding of how the programs work, and how this program is also very much available when you have reached a point, when you're at a point of your life where things are just tumbling down. It's quite difficult. So it's just, there's a lot of fear of understanding what the programs do. And you think that they're not going to help you. They think that it's not, there is no accessibility, that they can't go to this doctor or take care of themselves. So it really has to do with just not knowing how great these programs are, because it's so complicated to apply. And one family, they could be, as I, like that example I shared, each member could have a different insurance program. And that's pretty daunting. That's a lot to care about when you're thinking about paying your rent or buying food. Yeah. This is one more thing to add to that. So it's the fear of understanding how it all works. And that's one of the things that I'm most proud in, that my team, that I'm very proud of my team, is that they've built a very strong trust with our community members, which is so important.
Yeah, you're very lauded in our community. And let's give some contact information, because folks might be listening, or people who are listening might know of folks who could benefit from your service. So on the web, Napa CHI for Community Health Initiative. So napachi.org is the website. Do you want to give an email, a phone number as well?
Yes, you can email healthykids@napachi.org for any general questions that you may have. You can also call us at 707-227-0830. You can also go to our Facebook page, so Napa CHI. We're also on Twitter and Instagram. We try to tap into the different social medias.
You're all over.
We want to be all over and accessible to folks about understanding how the services work.
Fantastic. And you've got your big event coming up this very Saturday night, May 12th. It's your annual gala dinner. And it will be at 5 p.m. this coming Saturday at Farmstead in St. Helena. It's $100 a person. I'm sure that is tax deductible. And it's going to be dinner. There's going to be entertainment, I imagine. There's going to be wine, I hope. It's always a good time. And I would love for folks to be a part of it. And if you can't make it this Saturday, I hope you can. But if you can't, if you go to Napa CHI.org/donate, or just napachi.org and find the donate button there. Throw a couple bucks their way. I heard a stat once. You're going to have to remind me of the numbers, but for every so many dollars raised, it can get turned into so many other dollars to take care of somebody. And
correct.
Do you have a number on that?
For every $1, $7 is returned back into the community. So
drop a few bucks. Let's help some folks stay healthy. Mm-hmm. A healthy community is just that, a healthy community. Now, this is the part in the show where I would normally ask if you go nuts for donuts, but since we're talking about health and all that, and there's more, and we're running out of time, I'm just going to give you this box of donuts. By the way, do you go nuts for donuts?
Yes. Buttercream is just across the street from our office, so we do go.
I'm not going to ask you any silly questions, but here's a box of donuts for you.
Thank you
for being our guest. Lauren, would you please pass that over there? We didn't even get into some of your hobbies, like hiking volcanoes is something you like doing. You are a longtime dancer of ballet folklorico. You're a multifaceted person, but we need to spend a couple minutes playing everyone's favorite party game here on Judd's Napa Valley Show.
This is Mad Libs!
That's right. You know how this works. We're running short on time, so we're going to get right into this. Elba, I need an adjective.
Shaky.
Hope you're not feeling that way after this show. A plural noun.
Balls.
Oh, like, yeah. Beach, basket,
basketballs.
Gotcha. Basketballs.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, we're talking about the Warriors earlier before we went on the air. Right? Okay.
Leave that to Ira.
Yes. How about a plural noun?
Owls.
Ooh, that was right off the tip of your tongue here.
My niece loves owls.
Okay. Owls. How about This could be tricky. This is a place. It could be any place you want, any place where something or someone can be, a geographic location.
The inside of my makeup bag.
It's an interesting place. Is that a big makeup bag?
Yes, and multiple ones.
Oh, okay. I like that. That is creative. How about a year? Any year in history?
Dad, sorry, 1943. Year he was born.
43. Well, good. Honor dad. A plural noun.
Bugs. Stink bugs.
Stink bugs. Love it. Okay. A few more. Another plural noun.
Fish tacos.
Fish tacos. A noun. Singular.
Let's see. Spatula.
Spatula. A plural noun.
Bear. Panda bear.
Panda bears. And finally, another plural noun.
Space cases.
Space cases. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do something we have never done before. We are going to tease this game of Mad Libs and not read the results live on air. This will be extra podcast content because we have run out of time. And I would like to say once again, so by the way, you can find our podcast via the iTunes store. Just look for Judd's Napa Valley Show. Go to NapaCHI.org, donate, buy tickets for the gala this Saturday, and see a picture of the very photogenic Elba Gonzalez Mares. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Lauren Mull speaking for Judd's Napa Valley Show, a Gillamar production.
Home safety is a family effort. Being safe and sound should be everyone's priority. In times like these, theft and violence can strike anywhere. Protect your family. Keep your home well lighted and always lock doors and windows. Installing alarms adds an extra level of protection. Never leave valuables in plain sight. To learn more about protecting your home and family, visit ncpc.org or contact your local law enforcement agency.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
1440 KVON Napa.
This is Assemblymember Cecilia Aguiar Curry. You're listening to KVON 1440, the voice of Napa.
Sports trending now.
After last night's win over the Raptors, the Cavaliers' Kobe Altman faced with reports that Rodney Hood had refused to go into the game when he was asked to do so. Hood now has apologized to Altman for that refusal, according to ESPN. He also plans to apologize to his teammates and coaching staff in person when they next meet in preparation for the Eastern Conference Finals. NASCAR news, a report surfaced yesterday by Reuters that the France family, who were the majority owners of NASCAR, are exploring options.